finding the proper puzzle pieces for better health and life balance. Not too long ago, my girlfriend and I did a 500-piece puzzle over a period of a weekend. It was not a remarkable feat, but this is the first puzzle that I have done in decades. I think the last full-size puzzle I did was the summer between 8th and 9th grade when I broke my ankle and spent 2 months home with my grandmother. I'm not one to usually sit down for the period of time it takes to do a puzzle and be comfortable. I prefer to move around and be active when I am able. However, this one I really got into, and as I was doing it, I began to think of some things about life that I wanted to share with you. If you are like me, living with a health condition, or if you have any other situation in life where you are trying to figure out how to either improve your health or figure out a difficult challenge or situation you are working through, starting a business or a family, etc., it often takes a lot of different puzzle pieces to come together to make things work well. For example, I'm almost done with my second book, and thousands of little pieces have to come together to make it happen, which requires a ton of hard work and patience. This is some of what went through my mind as I was trying to figure out which puzzle piece went where in the actual puzzle. There were moments when every single piece we picked up fit somewhere immediately, and we were on a roll putting in piece after piece. And then there were some pieces that totally stumped us. There were moments we had to walk away because it was so challenging and nothing seemed to fit. One evening I walked away, and when I came back the next morning, I looked at the exact same pieces and saw where they went as soon as I touched them. I just needed a fresh mind and different perspective. The pieces were staring right at me the night before. I just couldn't figure out where they went. My brain was tired, so each random piece seemed to blend together as one. Then there were certain puzzle pieces that I had in my hand that I knew that they went in a certain spot, but they just wouldn't fit until I turned them a slightly different way. I then thought to myself what I found to be the biggest lesson. It is not always the puzzle pieces that we're looking for. It's changing the way we look at the puzzle pieces we already have to make things work out. It often takes a lot of pieces to be successful at something in life, but sometimes we think we need more pieces or different pieces, and sometimes we do, rather than using the existing pieces when we can't seem to make things work. Something we could instead consider doing is taking the puzzle pieces that we currently have and looking at them differently, seeing how the existing ones can possibly fit, versus trying to find new ones or more pieces. As a practical example, 20 years ago, I developed a debilitating, life-changing health condition called dystonia. I was in severe pain unlike anything I knew existed. My muscles were also spasming and contracting involuntarily out of control. They still do all of this, but not so intensely. To improve upon my situation many years ago, I had to find the right puzzle pieces and then learn to put them together so that they were of most benefit to me. I had all the tools I needed. It just took me about 6 years to figure it all out, so I needed to be patient to make them fit properly. I took the exact same approach when I had to lose 150 pounds that I had gained due to severe chronic pain and a terrible sedentary lifestyle. I had to find the right pieces to lose weight most effectively, which I did in less than a year. We often need to do a lot of trial and error in life, with the ultimate goal being trial and success, which is an ongoing, lifelong practice. It would be helpful for all of us to embrace this reality so we can remain in a more peaceful state of mind by understanding that life is always in flux, with new highs and lows every day. When we embrace this reality, it is easier for us to not live in an emotional roller coaster when things don't go as planned. This helps keep our stress levels lower. This all being said, I think all of us have most of the puzzle pieces we need at our disposal right now to do and be anything in life. We just might need to look at them a little bit differently and put them together a little bit differently in order to make them fit and work in our favor. Search within yourself for answers to your challenges. Most of us know what we need to do to feel better and do better with most things in our lives. It is more a matter of being dedicated to putting pieces together rather than looking for more and more pieces and not giving up until the puzzle is complete. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time. If you would like to read and hear more of my blogs, please go to my website, which is tomseamancoaching.com. Along with blogs on the website, there are videos and articles, podcasts, and links to additional resources for both physical and emotional health issues. You can also get a copy of my book, Diagnosis Dystonia, Navigating the Journey. It's also available on Amazon. Please also sign up for my free newsletter at tomseamancoaching.com. This way, all new blogs and updates can be delivered to your email. You can also go there to sign up for a free life coaching consult. Thank you again, and please be well.